The Palestinian territories may seem an unlikely place to hold an Oktoberfest beer festival, but since 2005, one small West Bank village has been doing just that. During the festival, the village's largely Christian community swells to nearly 10 times its usual size. Thousands of visitors arrive to sample the many brands of beer produced by the local brewery. And as Shira Frankel reports, it also gives the territories a chance to show off a side of itself that many would not have guessed existed.
I'm standing at the entrance to the Taibe Oktoberfest, and it has the feel of a giant street party. Toddlers are here getting their faces painted like tigers as the adults stand around and sip beer enjoying the afternoon sun.
I think it's excellent. I like seeing all the people around here. It's beautiful. It's absolutely amazing.
That's Josie Fayad. He just turned 18 and is the designated driver for his group of friends at the Taibe Oktoberfest. Beers in hand, he and his friends are eager to point out that Taibe beer is just as good, better even, than its Israeli and foreign rivals. Over the last 8 years, the Oktoberfest celebrations here have become an annual pilgrimage for many young Palestinians. Started by the Taibe Brewery, which produces the West Bank's only beer, it has grown into a larger cultural gathering for innovators and promoters of the Made in Palestine brand. And most importantly, say the organizers, it's a rare chance for people to come and see another side of the Palestinian territories.
The average Israeli, they will be very wide-eyed. They wouldn't really believe this, which says a lot about certain prejudices amongst Israelis, but also the kind of breakdown in trust and how easy it would be to challenge that.
That's Alex Stein, a 31-year-old British immigrant to Israel. He lives in Jerusalem, less than a half-hour drive away from Taibe. But like many here, it's his first time visiting the village. He came in a busload of Jewish Israelis who hope to break barriers and their stereotypes of Palestinians.
It's a legacy of the conflict, which really just completely destroyed the trust between both sides. The situation is very, very different on the ground now.
Tourism in Palestinian sites in the West Bank has steadily increased in recent years, helped largely by the decrease in violence and media campaigns by the Palestinian Tourism Ministry. While the World Bank has warned of an impending financial crisis for the Palestinian Authority, private Palestinian businesses have shown small but steady growth in recent years, though they say they continue to be limited by restrictions on movement and Israel's military occupation of the West Bank. Stein says he was impressed with many of the wares and projects on display at Taibe Fest, and he thinks others would be too, if they paid a visit to the West Bank.
What needs to happen next is for the West Bank to be completely opened up, complete freedom of movement between the West Bank and Israel. It could be done, and it would have a massive impact, a massive positive impact.
As he speaks, the Palestinian hip-hop group Dam comes on. The headliners of the evening entertainment at Taibe, Dam chose to open their set with one of their most popular new releases, I Fell in Love with a Jew.
Mama, I fell in love with a Jew.
The crowd raises their beers and sings along.
Oh, I'm in love with a Jew.
What?
I fell in love with a Jew.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown.
For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.